Are you looking for a man cave to pound some beers and munch on seven-layer dip and watch sports this weekend? Well, you should probably head to the Philadelphia International Flower Show, then. That's the oldest indoor flower show in the world. The flower show, really? Peter Crimmins of member station WHYY explains.
Before the flower show opened, tons of dirt and tropical plants were loaded into the massive exhibition hall of the Pennsylvania Convention Center. The man in charge is Drew Becker. And he needs it to be bigger than ever.
We cannot just have exhibits and people come and look at exhibits. You know, that's like old school. You know, museums are getting away from that. You know, we have got to be interactive.
Becker is the new president of the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society. This is only the second flower show under his watch.
You're going to be walking underwater. You're going to be able to vote on people who win certain things all through your iPhone and really, you know, become a part of the flower show.
Becker is competing against 3D movies, a winning city hockey team, Netflix, cable television, all the events and technologies that command your attention. The flower show has to be equally arresting. The theme this year is Hawaii. You enter underneath a crashing wave, frozen in time. Its underside glows with bitmapped digital projections of swimming sea turtles and fish. They periodically disappear to be replaced by a wall of orchids.
So I just thought it was just going to be tables with flowers and different things.
This is Ginger Schaefer's first time at the Philadelphia Flower Show.
This is gorgeous. This just takes your breath away when you walk in here. It's gorgeous.
After the wave, you enter a tropical jungle. Thick with palms and ferns, a 35-foot waterfall gushes as hula dancers perform every hour and a half. Suddenly, it changes. The spotlights get swirly. The music gets clubby. Megan Rush and Sam Clements are not sure if they like it.
It's a little overwhelming, I guess. It's like, you know, just more plants, I guess. We thought it would be, like, more color.
It feels more like promotion to go to Hawaii on vacation.
Over the long history of the Philadelphia International Flower Show, it has always tried to strike a balance between big, showy set pieces, and more down-to-earth gardening ideas that visitors can replicate at home. So there are simple window box displays hanging from front porches, a few yards away from a Polynesian rainforest designed by someone who used to work at Disney World. And for the first time, the flower show even provides an attraction for people who couldn't care less about flowers.
The Bulls and the 76ers to follow on ESPN.
The Man Cave is a place with video golf, beer on tap, and upholstered chairs that recline in front of an enormous television set. There are mostly men here, men whose wives wanted to come to see the flowers.
Because my wife pretty much insisted. We brought the whole family out for her birthday.
Randy Stahlberger is having a beer and watching the Boston Celtics beat the New York Knicks.
Get to watch a little basketball and get away from the crowds, take a little break.
It's all part of the flower show's effort to expand audience. For NPR News, I'm Peter Crimmins in Philadelphia.
Coming up, in the early 20th century, the president of Sears and Roebuck, Julius Rosenwald, decided he wanted to do something to help African-American children. His friend, the civil rights leader Booker T. Washington, had an idea.
His big belief was that education was the building block on which people would build better lives.
5,000 schoolhouses later, they had changed education in the segregated South. That's in the next part of All Things Considered from NPR News.